Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations.
It's Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK at LifeCoachAdae.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Deep love,
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and we are finding a deeper love with Ricky Byers-Beckwith tonight. You can find more of Ricky's powerful songs on agapelive.com or rickybb.com. You know, I'm going to do this early because I know that there are some beautiful people in the chat room, and I just want to thank you for being there with me tonight. I see Kathleen Cole, Glowing Gooch, M Phone Lady, and Tamara Joy, who just came off of celebrating her wedding anniversary, and she's got a birthday coming up. Tamara Joy, it's such a joy to have you in the house, Mommy. I love you so much. And on the chat in the phone line, I see my sister, my special guest, joining me tonight. And Queen Ra! Ra! Hey, Queen Ra, thank you for being here. And I want to thank you guys for posting the show when you see it. It means so much to me. Because, you know, this moment right now for me is my dream come true. Ever since I was a little girl, I grew up on the radio, listening to the radio.
and Wolfman Jack and Howard Stern. And I say that with no shame. I was a teenager. What can I say? Well, anyway, they were my friends, and they kept me company. So every time I get to come to you on Sunday night with the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, doing it my own way, in my own style, showing up authentically as me, I get to give honor to the great radio people in the past who said, yeah, you can do it. So that's what's starting us out tonight. I was excited. So what I want to know tonight is, what's for dinner? What did you cook? Now, Valentine's Day is over. I'm a single woman, which means oftentimes I'm too busy to cook. So if you call in tonight, get ready to let me know what you had for dinner. And I hope you're enjoying this long holiday weekend. Hopefully you have off for President's Day tomorrow. If not, I'm sending you love and light because I need a break. Oh, my goodness. So let me go ahead and start off and letting you know that I'm so excited tonight because my sister friend is joining me. Tamara, spiritual midwife, is joining me for a soul sister conversation about healing the sacred womb, wounds to wisdom. So before we get started, I want you to grab your favorite beverage. I'll wait. It could be a glass of champagne with strawberries. It could be a latte or hot cocoa or coffee or tea. Either way, I want you to get real comfortable because we are going to hit your sacral chakra tonight with some love. Yes, indeed. But before we do that, let me thank someone who holds me down every day, my brother, my friend, and the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, Ademola Anifowoshe, who you all know as Life Coach Ade. He's screening the calls for me and handling the technical parts of the show. We have a beautiful family on LifeConversationsRadio.com, and all the hosts have their own style, and we each serve up powerful soul food to get you from where you are to where you want to be. We have the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's where I usually hang out during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. Then we have the Play Experience with Mbasa Safira on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. And then me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and a space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. Now, if you'd like to have a reading, call 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. To stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. So I'm going to let you know, family, that I'm multitasking at the moment. I'm not as quick as all of my folks here on the show. I'm one of the newest people on here. So I want to let you know a little bit about what is going to transpire tonight. So on this episode of the Celestial Show, we're going to talk about our womb stories. See, it's the stories we tell about our life that wakes up our power or keep us in place of victimhood. Connect with the truth of your divine identity when you join this soul sister conversation about love and all its expression. You get to experience a new reality when you take a compassionate look at your wounds, and you are gifted with wisdom. I'm so ready to start this conversation. Let me tell you about Tamara, Spiritual Midwife. On February 14th, 2011, I heard Tamara flip the meaning of Valentine's Day on Wake Up Lightworkers, which was a show that was airing where she was on a panel with Life Coach Today, Elaine Marie, and Alea Dow. She blew my mind. She renamed Valentine's Day I Love Me Day. And since I kind of, you know, lived the Bridget Jones Diary version of life, that was very healing for me. And I've been celebrating I Love Me Day ever since. Then she called into the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, and I loved her energy. So technically, we are really celebrating our anniversary of finding each other tonight. Tamara's spiritual midwife is the founder of From Wounds to Wisdom, The Sacred Womb, and Healings of the Heart. She is a manifestation of the expression of the sacred feminine, representing the essence of unity and power within women. Tamara uses intuitive gifts to tap into your soul and deliver messages, teachings, and healing, self-love, and divine separation. Tamara also assists with the natural process of spiritual birth by promoting healing within the womb and heart. She also works with me on a project we call United High Priestess. Please welcome my sister, my friend, Tamara, spiritual midwife.
Wow.
You're doing it.
You know, when you were talking about getting that drink, whatever it was that you wanted to bring.
Yes.
I was thinking, you know, a shot of tequila would probably be good right now.
Ooh.
But then you're talking and you're telling your stories, and I just started laughing. And I thought, all I needed was a dose with my sister.
That's right. You are home here. You are home here. So many beautiful people. I don't know if you were able to hear the shout-outs, because I do shout-outs on my show. Kathleen Cole, Love Streamers, Glowing Gooches in the house, M-Phone Lady. We have guests, Queen Wa, Tamara Joy, are all here supporting and loving you in this moment. This is your divine time to play with your sister. So I'm going to ask you right now a question that you're used to hearing on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, because I like the swipe. Spiritual midwife, who are you?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me the question.
You should.
I really set it down, and I really went, okay, what do I want to say, because who am I?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I came up with. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here's my radio voice. Ready?
Oh, girl, are you really going to give me your radio voice? Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready? Here it comes. I am a manifestation of the expression of the sacred feminine in the name of self-love and wholeness.
Mm.
I am someone who has stepped into my purpose as a pioneer in a spiritual movement to connecting women to their sacred womb, their power, and their beauty.
How is that? Did you like that? Life Coach Today, can you please do an applause for me? I'm so shady, because he is working behind. Thank you, Life Coach Today. You're just
Thank you.
I want to share something with you. You know, the beauty about this network is that we show up authentically. You know, I have a little angel who reminded me to be me. So be you, Tamara. We're not here to impress. We are here to heal, though. And you can't get the channel open if we're fronting. Okay, we talk
That's
about
it.
You know what I'm saying? We have to be real. We have to have this moment. I told you when we were starting this that we're going to think of this as everybody is joining us. I want you guys to join me in this moment. We are all in our favorite restaurant. You're talking to your sisters, and the veils are down. Your heart is open. That is the type of conversation that we're going to have tonight. And you set it off right, sis. I love that introduction. You know what? I want to know, One of the things that, one of the stories that I really love is how you came to know yourself as Tamara's spiritual midwife. Oh, wait. Before I do that, though, you know, we had a holiday, though, because I talked about I Love Me Day. Let's start there first. Right? So,
yeah.
You know, since I have been freed from the expectations of Valentine's Day and I don't have some poor partner, you know, dancing on string for me about flowers and roses, I'm free. I love me. I decided this year that I'd become an observer, right, of Valentine's Day. And there were so many stories flowing out there. You know, it was like a gender wars was in full effect. You know, I saw men with flowers and candies. I called them zombies. Because it didn't even look like they had the look of love. And I'm not judging everybody. I'm just saying, when I went home from work, I saw these men, and they were holding these flowers so tightly, like, I got to get this home. She's going to cut my neck off if I don't get there. And then I watched some, you know, women that I'm around 24/7 pretty much, well, at least 8 hours of the day. I watched them in anticipation of receiving gifts, and I saw the, ooh, ah, when the flowers came to the office. And then there were, like, you know, girls that were looking a little sad, like, you know, he didn't give me my flowers. You know, I really think that this Valentine's Day situation was a make-it-or-break-it situation for a lot of people. And I heard stories of depression about not receiving anything at all. You know, some single women who wanted to receive something, just anybody, just let me know you love me. And then there were women in relationships who didn't get what they wanted. You know, so it's like, well, I better have been better off all by myself. So what I'm asking you right now, sis, is, how does I Love Me Day play a role in freeing us from all those stories? You know, can you tell us the story about how we got started and what started for you with how you decided to reclaim Valentine's Day and flip it as I Love Me Day?
Well, you know, I think it goes hand in hand, both the questions that you asked, because when it first got started, I think it was Valentine's Day of 2000. Both my daughters were there. They were, I think, maybe 16, 17, 18, around in that age. Neither one of them had a date. My cousin was living with us, and he was, I don't know, like 24, 25 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
My husband at the time was in a different state going to school, so we were all by ourselves. And everybody was pouting, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so over this. No, we're not doing this. And so we started talking about, you know, what is love? What does love mean to you? What does love mean to me? It doesn't mean that in order for you to be validated as a person, that you need someone else to say, I love you. So I went to the store, I bought some champagne, I bought some strawberries, I bought some wood for the fire. We started a fire, we poured some champagne with the strawberries, put in some chick flicks, starting off with Pretty Woman. And we just had a good old time. We just laughed, we talked about the different things that we loved about ourselves, and we just really had a good time. So every year, that's what it's been. The girls and I, it's just been happy I Love Me Day. And it's funny how people respond, because people will respond to you like, happy I Love You Day. It's like, no, it's about you too. You get to love yourself, not just me.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? And that moves us. I love that. And I want to thank you for doing that, because that's how I connected with you. And we've been tight ever since.
Yeah.
Now, once you've gotten down to I Love Me Day, Tamara's spiritual midwife, can you tell me how healing of the womb, the wounds to wisdom, came to life, how you birthed that, and what does that mean to us as women?
Oh, gosh, you know, that it wasn't just something that happened. It was a whole year-long of experience. It was that journey that you and I had walked together in so many different ways. And a lot of that was just my own pain and my own, I think I told the story before about my trip to Jamaica when I turned 50. a year and a half ago. It really opened me to a whole new level of who I was. I went down there, I was scared to death to leave the country. I was scared to death. But, you know, once we flew over the waters of Miami, it just, the color of the water shifted and my whole perspective shifted. And I just wanted to be open. I wanted to receive everything, every experience that I had when I was there. And it shifted something in me. It changed something in me. And when I came back, I was just full of love. But then there was a whole journey that went with that, you know, with that level of love that I felt. It brought up old wounds and old stories and old patterns, old habits. And it just was painful. I mean, how many times did you sit on the phone with me and just listen to me cry or even rant and rave and scream and yell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went through that whole journey. But it wasn't until probably late summer, early fall of last year that I was talking to a real good friend of mine, and I had met him for the first time, I think it was January of last year, maybe February, and he gave me this deck of cards called the Inner Speak. And I played with them a little bit, but they just didn't really resonate with me. And then I started really spending time with the Divine Feminine energy and really spending time with some of the Mother Goddess energy. And I really started to connect to my womb. And then I thought, okay, this deck of cards is really different. It like tells a story about an event or a person or something in your life that's created an issue for you. And I went, I wonder if those cards can be read for the womb. And so I kind of did it my own way, you know, not like they tell you to do, but I had to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And what came out of that reading, and it's on my website. I posted it on my website at healingsoftheheart.com, that whole story. And that's when I really connected with the womb, and that's where I found that through my own life experience, because my whole life had been filled with abuse, whether it was physical or mental, emotional, spiritual, and sexual abuse, starting when I was 3 years old. So it's all those wounds showed up in those cards and that reading. And in that reading, I found that that is one of the things that I'm here to do, is to really help women in connecting with the mother energy, connecting with the power that we have in our womb as women, and men too, but my focus is more with women.
Yes.
And really to step into our power and step into our light and step into who we are and why we're here. Did I answer your question?
You did. Yes, you did. And I want to thank you for, you know, just dropping the veils. You want to talk about dropping the mask, family. Call 347-426-3346. You are listening to Tamara, Spiritual Midwife, and Celeste Morgan on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And Tamara and I will be doing readings tonight, and perhaps you might be fortunate enough to pull a card from those from the cards that she's talking about with healing on the sacred womb. Now, I want to back up a little bit because, you know, what's really interesting in our culture right now is that we're so far away from our womb, you know? I mean, if you really think about it, I actually had a meditation where I deliberately focused on my womb. And I, in preparing for this conversation with you, I was like, wow, I haven't really connected with this part of my body in a long time. And, you know, and it's the seat of creation. It's the nurturing, dark place, secret life. And it's such a powerful place that I was surprised that for someone who is, quote unquote, you know, in touch, in tune, that I hadn't really been thinking about my womb And here you are freely just sharing about the places where it's been trespassed, the places where maybe there were things that we invited. What I want to ask you right now is, what can women do right now in terms of dealing with their womb? I know my first answer is think about your womb, send loving light and energy toward it. But when we have this conversation around the womb, and even when you look it up on YouTube, a lot of times the conversation is about who women allow to penetrate them, who women allow within their sacred zone versus them being an invitation, or whether it being an unsacred touch. And I guess what I'm asking you right now is, what can we do to get more control of it? How do we bless it? Even if we're, all right, if you've got kids around, close their ears. Even if you're boys right now, should we bless them? How do we bless ourselves and bless our womb and heal those places where it's been invaded?
Well, you know, I think that, well, I'll just tell you my own journey and what I believe as truth for myself. When I first connected with my womb, it wasn't so much a blessing of the womb. It was learning to tune into that energy and listen to what it had to say to me. There was so much conversation that I had, you know, sometimes you think you're having a conversation with yourself, but there were many times where I would just sit and I would lay on my bed and I would put my hands over the womb and they would just ask questions like, you know, why do you hurt? You know, a lot of times when we're menstruating and we get those cramps and those pains and it's painful, it hurts.
Yes.
But that's because the womb is trying to tell us. Look at our society. I mean, how many times when I grew up, it was the curse. You know, they called it the curse.
Yes.
The curse is a woman. There's in old times, you know, women were forced to leave a village so they wouldn't contaminate the village. So we have all these old stories and this old pain, and it's buried deep into the womb in the energetic imprint of the womb. So for me, it was more I needed to bring healing and release before I could be in a place myself emotionally to even start blessing it. But now it's like, you're going to laugh, sister, I've told you this before. I have like this whole group of womb advisors, they feel to me, that if I really want to know an answer to a question, I'll put my hands over my womb, but like in a triangle, like a downward pointing triangle. And it's like they just all of a sudden come to life for me and I'll have conversations. What do I need to do? Or you know, what direction are you guiding me? And I just sit there and have a conversation. What is the pain that you're feeling that I need to release right now?
Wow. So speaking to it. Feeding
I think it's a lot of listening to it, too, you know.
Powerful, powerful. Well, why do you think I'm a last sister? I love you. You know what? You're listening to Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're about to take a break. Feel free to call in 347-426-3346. What's your womb saying to you? Are you taking the time to listen? All right. I hear it. We will be right back.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. Hopefully you've had time to get your favorite beverage. You are invited into a sacred circle tonight. We're talking about our wounds. We're talking about our wound stories and the ways that we can most heal it. Tamara, Spiritual Midwife, is my special guest tonight. But I would not be me if I didn't break down the energy. So, tonight's show is brought to you by the letter G and the number 7. G for goddess, G for genuine, G for guidance, G for guardian. The number 7 represents mystical power. It's the chariot in tarot, which is astrologically connected to the sign of the mother, Cancer, which is a water sign. And our conversation tonight is really flowing with water, because we're talking about the sacral chakra. That is the place where our sexuality and creativity lives, our inner child.
So if there are places in your womb right now that you need healing, that you want to express or share about or receive a reading, you are invited into this circle, this soul sister conversation. The color that we're visualizing right now is the color of orange, burnt orange, filling up our entire lower abdomen. The sacral chakra needs our attention, and that's what we're giving it tonight. So welcome back, Tamara, Spiritual Midwife. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good, and you know what? When you went to a break, I went through my notes, because every time I do a meditation, every time I do anything, I always journal it now. I've been writing it down for over a year now. And before you took the break, we were talking about how I communicate with my womb, and I found a note that I had written on an answer from a question I asked. Can I read that?
Please do.
One of the questions was, I had asked, what can I do right now in this moment? And here was the message that I received. It's so beautiful.
Mm.
The answer was, dearest daughter, we ask that you go forth today, being the energies of the chakras. This is your dance. As you walk forward, flow within their energies. Feel the rhythm of the earth and the love of the earth mother embracing you. Surrender to love those wounds of the womb as you consciously love every part of your body while standing in your inner power. Feel the heat rise as the light of your solar plexus radiates your sun. Feel your passion, your spirit, your desires, and your will come to life as you blend the feminine and the masculine together and marry them within the center of the heart. Here within the heart chakra, you have now become one with the goddess. You are the creatrix. Open your voice as you speak your truth. By speaking your truth, you are now your truth. Be your truth. Stand tall and unshaken in your truth. Allow nothing to shake you, to roll you, or knock you off or away from your truth. See all, know all, as your inner eye opens fully. Trust in your visions. Have faith in what you hear through your inner ears, and believe in the wisdom received through the higher heart. Live life with your crown open, as you are fully connected to who you are. Living by being the goddess, embrace your magnificent self with love flowing from your heart in all that you are and through all that you do. And when necessary, you will stand in the strength of your warrioress energy to defend yourself against any who try to come using malice, hate, jealousy, or other physical, mental, or spiritual abuse, or anyone who seeks to destroy your truth. We are one. You are loved. There is beauty in power. There is beauty in power. There is beauty in power. Isn't that beautiful?
That is absolutely amazing. And that is a Tamara Spiritual Midwife download. That is why she's called the Spiritual Midwife. Now, I am going to invite all of us in this moment to put our hands on our wombs. Because with dance is so beautiful, taking in the energy that Tamara has offered us in this moment, such healing advice. Here are some quick affirmations that you can say to yourself. And I want to also shout out to the people who are listening in the archive. How could I forget you? I didn't forget you. Here we are. Put your hands on your womb, because these are some powerful words that I've found that will also help you as you go about your life and you go about your day, and you invite yourself to listen, re-listen to this show and share it with your sisters. Say, I am in tune with my emotions. I am able to surrender my fears. I am in the flow of my life. I am alive and joyful. See, it's important to connect with that sacral chakra like that because the basic issues of it are pleasure, sexuality, sensuality, emotions, intimacy, warmth, creativity, and confidence. It needs our loving attention.
Beautiful.
My sister. You know, you see how fast time goes.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that we both like to do, and I want you to share about this, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit.
Okay.
The sacral chakra keeps us in tune to our body. I've also found like 6 steps for balancing it and for managing our womb. The first thing is doing hip opening yoga postures, you know, opening us up. The second thing, and I thought you would love this, dance like no one's watching.
Like behind closed doors, like me.
Is one of the best and easiest ways to open your sacral chakra. So here you go, you intuitive one. So close the door, turn on your favorite music, and and we both do that. Tone up, exercise, for the fun of it.
Well, you know, and not only is it exercise, but it's that movement. For me, I find that, you know, I spend so much time behind the computer that
yes.
My energy can't flow. You know, you're sitting here at kind of a bent angle. So
yeah.
When you got me all turned on to dancing, I was like, oh, look it, I'm free. I can move. I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
I love it. I have to tell you, Glowing Gooch in the chat room just wrote, no parking, baby. No parking on the dance floor. Yeah, you just got me to do that. Thanks for that.
I love it.
You know, because it's, you know, music and dancing and being able to goof off, do the Harlem Shake. Info lady, you come in here and you do the Harlem Shake for me. I still have to.
Wait, I just heard, do the shuffle. Do, 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 do.
And laughter. Laughter. Monica, I love it. I love the Harlem Shake, no parking on the dance floor. All these ways, it helps you tap into your sensuality, too. I always like to say that you can be a legend in your own living room, a la Annie Lennox. I do shows every night, and I'm telling you, they keep inviting me back, they, as in the audience in my head. But you can release and have fun and be adolescent and enjoy yourself. So, you know, that was the fun piece of dealing with the sacral chakra. But there are, and I want, you know, as we get ready to close up, says, you know, you did speak earlier about going through your healing journey through sexual abuse. And I want to make sure that I acknowledge that. We also had, during Valentine's Day, V-Day Rising, to really talk about abuse and what women have been dealing with and moving through this culture. And not just women, but men too. And the reality is our womb is so precious. You know, what are some things that we can do when our wombs have been violated? You know, when things have been, people have trespassed our boundaries. How do we take care of ourselves?
You know, I think, wow, that's a pretty deep question.
I know. Had to bring you back.
Yeah, I was still in my head dancing. You know, in my own journey, I really had to come to a place where, you know, it's not what someone else does to us. It's how we continue playing out that story that keeps us stuck in that victim consciousness. And not that I'm trying to downplay sexual abuse, because it is a passion of mine to really bring healing to that. But the story that goes on in our head over and over and over about these terrible things that have been done to us, most of the time it happened, it started for me when I was 3 years old. I had no control over the situation. I know that there's people who say that we sign up for everything that happens, and even if there is truth in that, I don't know if that's truth for me, but even if there is truth in that, it's there to help us heal. You know, my take on sexual abuse is a little different than most people. For me, I think that when a woman, even if it's a child, is who's sexually abused, their light and their power is so bright and so strong that it naturally draws and attracts people to them. It's our society that has such a warped view on sex. You know, we've been conditioned and taught to believe that sex is power and there's controlling with sex. So when you have sexual abuse, to me, it's just that misinterpretation, that misreading of someone's power, whether you're 3 years old or 53 years old.
Yes, yes.
So for me, being able to get to that point where it was my own light that was shining so bright, even as a toddler, it wasn't the abuse that happened to me. It was me forgiving whatever story I had created in my head, in my own thoughts about my own violation. And it was just really about putting my hands on my womb and just really loving me at my core.
Yes.
Oh, girl, can you believe it's that time? I really want to thank you.
I know it went fast, is there?
That was wonderful. It was wonderful. I thank you for your open-heartedness, your ability to share your story. I want to thank you for walking with me and being an example of what it means to really focus on healing the sacred womb. I also want to know, can you please share where people can find you if they want to know more about From Wounds to Wisdom, the sacred womb?
Thank you. I would love to. And I just really want to thank you for inviting me. I was so nervous to be here.
What?
I really was. I have on Facebook. I don't know why Facebook put a bunch of numbers behind From Wounds to Wisdom. But on the fan like page, if you just type in From Wounds to Wisdom, it should pull it up.
It does.
If not, it does. Okay.
Okay.
The other thing is I feel so passionate about the sacred womb that I'm starting a community. It's actually opening on this Friday.
Yay.
And I really see it more than just a community. For me, it's like a movement. You know, for me, it's like gathering of the women, gathering of the troops, you know, getting us all together and really having that sisterhood, really having that someone that you can talk to. You know, there's times where, how many times have we talked on the phone? It's like, I think I'm crazy today.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, and having somebody to go, no, you're not. It's just okay.
That's
just
right.
Okay. Let's just talk through that. So I have that. That's starting on Friday. I have it on my website. It's at healingsoftheheart.com with an S, H-E-A-L-I-N-G-S. Of theheart.com, and there's a page called the Sacred Womb Community where you can join and start with us. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff. There's all the information on the webpage. And you know, if you want to read about my own story, my own journey with that reading that I did for myself, it's on my website. It's on the blog part. And it's everything. I didn't hide anything, didn't keep anything. It's all out there for you to read.
Wow, sis, I want to thank you. You're always with us on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. You're always supporting me.
You're my family.
That's right. So family, so tribe. I really thank the universe for you. Thank you so much for coming in and being my first guest on my show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure.
I love you.
I love you, too, and we love you all. I trust that you have had your minds expanded and your hearts expanded around what your sacred womb means. how precious it is. I want to thank, again, Tamara's spiritual midwife for sharing her words of wisdom with all of us. Don't forget, you can check her out on her Facebook page, From Wounds to Wisdom, The Sacred Womb, and also check out United High Priestess, which is another place where we play. Heal your sacred womb with gentleness, compassion, and love for yourself. You have the seat of creation within you. Remember to honor it, and it will honor you. Now, for a power lunch during the week, join Life Coach Day on the Ask Life Coach Day radio show on Life Conversations Radio Network from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll find me there around 1 for a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. That's where I give the spiritual weather report called The Energy of the Day. You can also find me on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page on Facebook. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. We're going to end the night with Revival of a Love Story by Sherry Marie. And you can find her at CHERIMAREE.com. Going to send you out with a sweet prayer that you remember who you are and remember that regardless of what your womb is telling you, it is truly only speaking love to you. Make sure you take the time to listen. Make sure you take the time to touch it, to feel it, to connect with it. Dance like no one is watching. And you'll be free to be yourself. Join me again here next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Again, I love you. I bless you. And I'll be thinking about you. Good night.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go? Deep inside.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.